Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Wood. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Don Ross. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The right fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Danny Doyle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Newsom. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Newsom. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood bunts towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Garrison reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Newsom covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-0 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom strikes out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Garrison hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazor hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doerr moves to third. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ross misplays the ball. That's an error on Ross. Doerr scores. Tabor moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Danny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-1 in the game. Doyle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richards moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richards scores. Trucks moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trucks moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Trucks scores. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-1 in the game. Newsom strikes out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Newsom moves to second. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Garrison hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Newsom moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Outlaw moves to third. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Bloodworth moves to second. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Trucks hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Newsom covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Lazor reaches second base with a double. Tabor moves to third. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Lazor scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Dick Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up towards short. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Newsom covering, for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garrison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth is hit by the pitch. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Doyle settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Doyle. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trucks hits a fly ball into center field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lazor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabor moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a pop-up towards first. York catches it and throws to second to double up Tabor. Two outs. Danny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wakefield for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. York hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Dick Newsom. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock strikes out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.